Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Aboy Shois. Iboilu Ad Va Ad Bechlal, Oidulma Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal. Does Ad Abba Shois mean that, that including the fourth hour, or does it mean, till the fourth hour? So the Gemara brings a Rai from the Seita. Toshma Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plaga Mincha. And the Gemara learned that Plaga Mincha means the last hour and a quarter. Yamrit bishloime, if you'll say ad veloy ad bechlal, that ad veloy ad bechlal, hayne dike ben Rabbi Yehuda la Rabbonim. Now we know the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim. According to the Rabbonim, one can daven mincha till the evening. According to Rabbi Yehuda, one can daven mincha till an hour and a quarter before the evening. Ele yamrit ad veloy ad bechlal, but if you'll say that Eliyamet Adva Ad Bechlal, if you say that Rabbi Yehuda also holds Adva Ad Bechlal, Hainu Rabbonim. So it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonim are giving the same Zman by Mincha. So the Gemara came to the conclusion, Elo Mai Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal. So we have to say Ad Veloy Ad Bechlal. So when Rabbi Yehuda said in the Sefer, Ad Plaga Mincha means till Plaga Mincha, not including Plaga Mincha, and what Rabbi Yehuda said but in the Reisha, that one davens shachris ad arbo shois means till the fourth hour, not including the fourth hour. Eimo seifa. Let us see the seifa. Vishal musafim kol hayoyim. The Mishnah says that the kol ben musaf is kol hayoyim. Rabbi Yehuda oima ad sheva shois. Rabbi Yehuda says that his man is till sheva shois. So we also will have the same shiloh. What does Sheva Shois mean? Does Sheva Shois mean that till the seventh hour, including the seventh hour? Fine. So according to you, you are saying that Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal means till the beginning of the seventh hour. That means till the sixth hour ends. That's the one you can daven Musa. The Sanye, we learned in Abaraisa, Ho Yulefon of Shteit Tzilois. A person wasn't the matziv that he has two tefillas to daven, acha shel musaf va'acha shel mincha. One is musaf and one is mincha. So which one should he daven first? Mispalu shel mincha va'achar kach shel musaf. So first he davens mincha and then he davens musaf. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Why should he do this? Shezu tedire v'zu eino tedire. Tzvilas Mincha is a mitzvah tedire. He davens Mincha every day. Tzvilas Musaf is only once a month, or it's not todir. So therefore, one should be magdim the Tzvilah ha-tedire before the Tzvilah she'ene tedire. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mispalo shel Musaf va'achar kach shel Mincha. He davens first Musaf and then Mincha. Why? Because there's a different chesed. Shezu ayveres, vizu ein ayveres. If the Zman of Musaf is going to pass by pretty soon, and the Zman of Mincha is still has time. So Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, this klal that we have of Todir, v'she'enei Todir, Todir is koidim, that is only if you are not sacrificing the kiyum of the mitzvah she'ena tadira. Then you go to the seder, the Todir is koidim. But if in being mekayim the mitzvah tedire, you'll lose the mitzvah she'ena tedire, so then there's a different seder. Then one has to make sure to chaparain the mitzvah iveres, and then one will do the mitzvah she'ena iveres. Period. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Gemara asks as follows. Iyamrit bishloime ad va'ad bechlal. If you'll say that ad means ad va'ad bechlal, so ad sheva shois means including the seventh hour. So it comes out, one, the Zman of Musaf is till the end of the seventh hour. The Zman of Mincha starts sheish u'machtzeh. So we have a matzeh, that means from sheish u'machtzeh to sheva. So in this half-hour period, he can still daven musaf, and it started the Zman Mincha. So in this matzev, we have a shayla what to do, and Rabbi Yehuda says, daven musaf first, because you only have a half an hour for musaf. Heinu de maskachas lehu, shtei tfilois bahadi yadodi. So it is possible, from sheishu machse to sheva, he has an opportunity to daven minchen to daven musiv, and Rabbi Yehuda says he should be magdim tfilis musiv to tfilis minchen. Eloi amrit ad v'lo yad b'chlau. But if you'll say, ad v'lo yad b'chlau, so that what Rabbi Yehuda said, Tvilas Musaf ad Sheva, means till the beginning of the seventh hour, not including the seventh hour. So that means that Tvilas Mincha ends by the end of the, Tvilas Musaf ends by the end of the sixth hour. Is heiche mashkachas lo shtei tfilois bahadi yadodi. So how could you have a matzev that he could daven minche and daven musiv at the same time? Even the osilo shel minche, when this man minche is coming, oslo lo shel musafim. So it is not this man musiv anymore. This man musiv ended by the end of the sixth hour, and this man minche starts by shei shemachze. So we see klal from this beraisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds ad ve'ad bechlal. So ad sheva means including the seventh hour. Ad arbo means including the fourth hour. And ad plaga mincha has to mean including this man of plaga mincha. So the Gemara says, elo mai ad va'ad bechlal. So now you're telling me that ad includes the next man also. Kashe reishe ma'ike bein Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabbona. So what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbona? If Rabbi Yehuda also holds that one can daven, that this man mincha is nimshach till after plaga mincha, so that's night already. So the Gemara answers, misavres tahai plaga mincha plaga choyne koma. Why do you think that the plag mincha, the hour and a quarter that we're speaking about, is the last hour and a quarter of the evening? Plag rishayna koma. We're speaking about the first hour and a quarter of the evening. Of, that means after mincha ktana, which is teisha umachze, so now we have 2.5 hours, so we split these 2.5 hours in half, now we have 2 zmanim of 1.25 hours. So he says, ad plaga mincha, till the first plaga mincha will go over. V'hochi koma. And this is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Amos nofik plag rishayna, when the first plag will leave. V'ayil plag achayna, and he'll start the second plag, and the second plague will come, Mechinovki Yud Aleph Shois Chosa Revi'e, when it'll be 10.75 hours will have passed by, so then that's the end of the plague Rishon. And that's this man Mincha. Period. Omar Rav Nachman, Afanan Nami Tanina, we also learned in a Mishneh that we also learned in the Mishneh that this man mincha is not the 3 hours, it's 4 hours. Where did we saw this? Is a Mishneh in Idiyos. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove heyed chamisha dvor. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove was made 5 different halachas. Halacha aleph shememanim esaktano. That there is a time, we'll see the case in Rashi, that will try to convince a ktano that her whole kiddushin is only midarabono, and there is a eitzah, she could be oiker the kiddushin through miyun, so there's a time when we convince her that she should be memayim. V'shemasiyin esa'ish al pi eidecho. The second halacha, that if an Eid Echad will come and say, Meis Baila, even though he's only an Eid Echad, the halach is he's allowed to get married. Val Tarnagel Sheniskal B'Yerushalayim Al Shehoreges HaNefesh. A third halach that they once gave skila to a Tarnagel that killed someone. And the Chiddush is that even though the parsha of skila is mentioned by a Sheikh, but we learn out it applies to all Balei Chaim. We learn out Sher Mishabes.
ועל יין בן ארבעים יום שנשנסך על גבי המזבח, that if you have wine that is 40 days old, it's roi to be menasech al gabi the mizbeach, that means it's called a nesach sheicho. Ba'al tomid shel shachar shekorav ba'arba shoy. And the tomid of shachar, they were makrev ba'arba shoy in 4 hours. Shma mino, so from here we see ad va'ad bechlav. Because we learned on Daf Chavav Amid Beis the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is that you learn tefillos from the Kolban Tmidim. The Chachamim said, this is the lashon of the Baraisa, Minei ma'omr tefillos ha'shachar ad chatzoy, shrei tomid shal shachar kore v'hoylech ad chatzoy. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer ad arba shoy, sherei tomid shol shachar kore v'hoylech ad arba shoy. Now, when we had a shaila, what arba shoy means, so we also had a shaila to when the tomid shol shachar was nikra. If ad arba shoy means till the end of the third hour, ad v'loy ad v'chlal, so it come out the tomid shol shachar was only nikra for 3 hours. In the Mishnah in Idiot says, Al Tomid Shal Shachar Shekora V'Arba Shois, and the whole Halacha of Tefillah is based on the Akrov of the Tomid Shal Shachar. So from here we see that Ad V'Ad Bechlal, and it means Tefillah is for the first 4 hours of the day, Dumye the Akrov is a Tomid, which was also V'Arba Shois. Shma mino ad v'ad bechlal shma mino. Omar Rav Kahane, so Rav Kahane said, Halacha k'Rab Yehuda hoyil usnan v'bchirte kebosei. The halacha is like Rab Yehuda, because we learned in Idiyas like him, so the halachas which are mentioned in Idiyas are usually lahalacha. We paskin like that. Let us see Rashi. Ad va'ad bechlal, Rabbi Yehuda hu dekaboi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have such a shaila. The ilu l'rabbonon, ad v'loy ad bechlal. It's only till chatzos. We don't include the zman after chatzos. So the Gemara says, haino rabbonon. If you'll say, ad va'ad bechlal, haino rabbonon. The kasalke daitoch, Rabbi Yehuda, plag achrein, shal mincha achrein kama. The Gemara held that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about the last chelik of the Pelaga Mincha, the last hour and a quarter. So if it's Ad Vad Bechlal, so he says the same like the Chacham. Mispalo Shal Mincha, Rabbonon L'tamay. The Rabbonon hold the Omri Tvilas HaMusafim Kol Hayoy. They hold that Tvilas Musaf is the whole day, Kamoy Shal Mincha. So Meila one has time to daven both. So therefore, hilkach todir koidim. Therefore, one should be magdim the tefillah tedire. V'Rabbi Yehuda letameh, Rabbi Yehuda holds the omar musafim at sheva shoyis v'suloi. Rabbi Yehuda holds the kol b'musaf is only till sheva shoyis. V'havi lo mitzvah iveres. So the mitzvah of the amiras ha-musaf will go away pretty soon. Vishal mincha yesh la oit shehutz. Mincha is more time. Ad plaga mincha. So the Gemara asks, how is it possible should it be shtei tefillos bahadi adodi? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be possible that it should be asman musif and asman mincha. Chatzi ha'achroin shel shoshviyiz, the last half an hour of the Shoshvi is after Sheisha Machse, so then who's man l'shteim? If Yod Advad Bechlal, so then we have the last half an hour of the Shoshvi is that's Azman Tadavin Mincha and Azman Tadavin Musa. Doma Mincha G'doyla Mishay Shoisu Machse L'mayla. We learn Mincha G'doyla is Mishay Shemachse. But if you'll say Ad V'loy Ad Bechlal, Heichi Mashkachaslo. Heichi Mashkachas law is how is it possible that Mincha and Musaf should be at the same time?
the Zman of Musaf ended at the end of the sixth hour. So the Gemara says, no, Taka Ad Va'ad Bechlau, and here it's Plag Rishoyne Shel Mincha Achroyne, it's the first quarter of Mincha Ktane, Va'ad Bechlau. Av al gab de tane yoyf simne le plag ach reine, de ktani eise plag minchem yoyf alef shoyis chosa revie. The tane said that he speaks about the second plag. He says that means when the first plag ends, so it's starting the second plag. But he means ad vad bechlau, when the first plag a mincha ends. Af anan nami tanina le rab Yehude ad vad bechlau. The raya from the Mishnah Nidius. Now Rashi will explain the five halachas. Shememanim esaktano. Ktano sheshi oso imo laachel misis ovio. If a ktane was married off by her mother after her father died. So this marriage, the midiraisa ein kedusheho klum. Minatoire, this marriage is worthless. Why? Shere ktana eino bas das. She herself cannot make kedushin because she's a lav bazdas. Ves ima loizochsa toira liyis lo koyach lekacha. The mother does not have koyach to be mekadosh a daughter. Elo lo'ot. Shenemer ves biti nosati leisha zeh. The posik says that only a father can marry off a daughter. Umiu rabbonon tkino lo kedushin. The rabbonon were mesakin kedushin for aktano. Lahatzricha miyun. That the kedushin is a kedushin lahatzricha miyum. That means that it is a kedushin that in order to become ois kedushin, she has to be memayim. Why were they misakin a kedushin the rabbono? So the purpose was kedei she yisau, so someone should marry her. V'loiteitzil is nut, so she shall suck upon him, have a husband. Lefichoch. But since the whole kedushin is only a kedushin derabonam, so if she was memayin, she protested to the issues that she has now. And Rashi says, what does miyun mean? But Omro, she said, if she boy, I don't want my husband. Yoytzeis umuteres l'chol odo. So then the halacha is that yoytzeis. That umuteres lachol adam. I just was thinking it's very interesting the kefil haloshin of Rashi. She goes out umuteres lachol adam. What does Rashi mean? It could be the Rosh in the Dorim says what is the translation of a get sefer krisus. So the Rosh says kirso umafrisha mimenu. It separates the wife from the husband, umatiro lechol adam, and is mataha to everyone. The Rosh also says a kefil haloshin. So it would seem to be because in kedushin there are two inyanim. Inyan one is there's a kinyan, ha'isha niknis, she belongs to her husband. There's a kinyan involved. Number two, there's an iser involved. The osa lo akula al mekahegdish. So that means every issues is contains a choshim mishpat and yiradeya. There's a kinyan involved and there's isurim. So therefore the Rosh says, what does the Sefer Krisus do? So the Rosh says there are two things what it has to take care of. Kirso mafrisha mimenu. Number one, it separates the kinyan. She's moved, he doesn't have any kinyanim anymore in her. Umatira lechalodom, and it's also matir the iser. There are two inyonim. So that master mirad is what Rashi is saying here. That the miyun by an ishus the rabbanon also accomplishes both inyonim. Yoytzeis, she goes out of his rishus. Umuteres lechalodom, and the miyun is also matir the iser eishesich. Veinatzricha imenu get. That is kedushay miyun. V'heyed Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove said Eidis, Shepo'omim. So like this, the din mean is if she wants, she could be Mamayim. There's no mitzvah to be Mamayim, but she could be Mamayim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bove says, Shepo'omim shemitzveh al bezdin lelamdo shetamayim. A mold is a mitzvah that we encourage her to be Mamayim.
What is the case? Kigoin shnei achim nesuyim shtei achoyos yesaimus. There were two brothers that married two sisters, who both of them got married without a father. Achas gedoyla, one of the sisters married off herself when she was a gedoyla. So her kedushin is a kedushin d'yerais. Ukedusher kedushay toira. Va'achas ktana, and you have another sister that she got married when she was a ktana. She'en kedusher ala midarabona. She's only married midarabona. Umeis baila shel gedoyla v'loy bon. Now, the husband of the gedoyla died without any children. So there's a mitzvah of yibum in atayre. The nafla lifnei achiv liyibum. And she fell liyibum to his brother. The nim says, zikuk aloi min atayre. That she is zokuk min atayre to the brother who married the ktana. Now, this zikir makes tremendous problems. The zikir zu oiseres es ishtoi olav mishum achoi zikuk. Zikir is a type of an ishus. So midarabonon, he is not mutter in his wife because she is now an achoy zekuke. It is considered that he has issues in her sister because his brother's wife is falling to him liyibum, so he has some issues in her sister. So his wife is now an achoy zekuke. Shehi ka achoy ishtoi. She has a din mitbonon of achoy ishtoi. Va'omar Rabbi Elazar b'mesaches Yevamos. Now, normally, if the Kiddushin, if the first sister, the sister that the husband is still alive, if she would have been a Gedoyla, so it would come out that she's married Minatoire, so the Yevame is Achois Ishtoi, so she's an Erve on him Minatoire, and by an Erve there's no Din Yibum in Gans. But here, since she's only married Midarabon unto him, so the issues the Rabbonon is not mafkia the zike. The issues mid the Rabbonon is not mafkia the zike of the sister of the Yevame. And since there is zike, so he asks her. So he's in a dilemma. Should he give chalitza to the Yevame? So his wife will still be osa. So she'll be called achayis chalutzosa. So there's a big problem. What should he do? Is melamding ktana zusha temayim bebailo. So we encourage, we teach this ktana, she should be memayim bebailo. And miyun is an akire of the ishus lemafreya. V'takel kidusha lemafreya, so through the miyun, it will come about ki'ilu she never was married. That is the koyach of miyun. V'seyose kolbi yuleisel ki'ilu hein shel znut. That she never was married to him, that is the gather of miyum. And what will we accomplish with this? K'dei lahata es baila liyabim es achoisa. So now if he was oikel the ishus from her, so it comes out, so now he's allowed to be miyabim, the gedoyla that's falling liyibum. Aye, he was boil her sister, so that's no problem. The snan noisim ala nusav ala mafutev. One is permitted to marry achois anusosei, achois mefutosei. If he was boil and isha, shaloi ayidei ishus, so he's mutter ba achoiso. So since the ishus was nekal through her miyun, is therefore, so the yevome is now, there's no iser on the yevome, so now it could be miyavim the yevome. The heyid rabbi yudah ben bova, b'yayim shenishnis idyis, shalochi kerabeleza. That was the Eidus of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bov. That's halacha aleph. Halacha beis, that a woman is allowed to get married al pi eid echad, she'om alom eis bailech b'medina sayom, even though he's only an eid echad, and we have a klal in dover she'be'er v'poches mishtayim, al pi kein an eid echad is belief. She'niskal tarnagel, she'nikel kodkodei shel tinek b'mokim she'hamoyach roifet. How could a tanigal kill a person? There was a tinoik, and the tanigal was able to bore a hole in the head of the tinoik, the mokim shamoyach roife, for the soft spot in the head of the tinoik, v'nikev esmoichai, v'soklu, and they gave the Tanagel Skila Kimishpat Sher Shanogach Esa Odom, Dechsiv Hasher Yisokel. So one shouldn't think it's a din only miyuchid to Hasher. The Gemridim Begzeri Shove, Sher Sher Mishabis, Lasses Kol Behema Chayev Oif Kisher. Val Yain Ben Arboim Yoim, Sher Yotza Michlal Yain Megitoi, There's an intoxicating power already after 40 days. And the last halacha, which is negeya us, al tomid shel shachar shekorav ba'arba shoy. That the tomid shel shachar was nikrav ba'arba shoy, v'suloy. And they weren't makriv the tomid after dalet shoy. Alma Rab Yehuda Svilaway, the Komar Ba'ar Bashois, Alma Rab Yehuda Ad Ba'ad Bechlau. Now, I'd like to mention one Nikude. We have a Machloikis, Rab Yehuda and the Chachomim, to when this man Tvila Shachar is. Rab Yehuda says, Till Dalit Shois, Shrei Tomit Shobain Abayim, is Shetomit Shal Shachar is Korav Ad Arba Shoyz. And the Tanakhama says Ad Chatzoyz, Shetomit Shal Shachar Korav Ahoylech Ad Chatzoyz. So it would seem from the Bereise that the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is a Machloikis in Kotchin. When were they Makriv the Tomit? That's how it would seem. And that's how Rashi Zichar learned. Because Rashi said over here, Val Tomid Shal Shachar Shekorav Ba'ar Beshoi, so Rashi puts in two words, Visu Loi, that they only were Makriv the Tomid till Arba Shoi. So that's why later Rav Kahane said, Hilchese Kerab Yehuda. We see the Mishnah Nidya says the Tomid Shal Shachar was Nikrav Ad Arba Shoi. And that is the whole Machloikis. So, Ilchese Kerab Yehud. That is one way how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. Now, there's another way to learn Pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. Now, on this Mishnah, what did Rab Yehuda ben Bove say? Val Tomid Shal Shachar Shekorav Ba'arba Shoy. So, the Aber Kevege zeich hinzu, Arashi in Mishlei, Ataisus in Menoches, Liz Arambam, Liz Rabbi Yehuda Achoset, Al Tomit Shal Shachar Shekorav Ba'ar Beshois means a story that occurred. That they were Makriv, the Tomit, once Arba Shois. That means, even though they used to be Makriv, the Tomit, much earlier, they started Mishayir HaMizrach and Akrovis HaTomit, they once were makriv the tomid arba shoy. They once were makriv the tomid arba shoy. In the Rambam, in Yad HaChazok, in Hilchas Tmidim U'Mosofim, the Rambam says like this. The Rambam Perash HaMishnai says like this, and the Rambam in Hilchas Tmidim U'Mosofim says, L'chatchila one should be makriv the tomid right away, but they once were makriv arba shoy. That means if we're speaking about the Zman of Akrove, they once a Makrev Arba Shois, it was a Maise Shehoya. There's two Maises. There was one Maise, Shleim HaMelech once fell asleep, and he didn't wake up in the morning, and the Mafteches of the Beis HaMikdash were under his pillow, so it came out, they were Makrev the Tomid Arba Shois. So, if you learn this Pshat, it's very difficult to understand. First of all, what is he telling us? Okay, he's telling us an historical fact that even Kahanim's reason, but there was once a time when they were Makriv the Tomid al Arba Shoy. But, so we are not speaking about the Zman of the Hakroves HaTomid. The Zman of Hakroves HaTomid could be till Chatzos. We're speaking about, historically, when they were Makriv the Tomid. So he said they once were Makriv till Arba Shoy. So let us go back to Rabbi Yehuda. So what is Rabbi Yehuda saying? So Rabbi Yehuda is then, we could learn. Yesterday I said this myself. Today I found two Yidin that say it, so I feel much better. So I'll say it again. I found Rabbi Yonasan Zecheinu Bruch and the Shleim Mishnah, so he says this. So I'll be mamtik it a little bit And because I had Mamish Astira from the Gemara later, so I found a Teretz, so I'll explain what the second Tzad is. Rabbi Yonis and Zechayna Levroche explains, before the Gemara said, there are two reasons, the two ways to understand Tfilis. One Mahalach is Tfilis Ovois Tiknum, the Yisayid of Tfilis, the Ovois was Mesakan, Avron was Mesakan Tfilis Shachis, Yitzchak Tfilis Minche. And another Mahalach is the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyle were Mesakan Tfilis, and they were Mesakan the Tfilis Keneged Tamidin. The Tfilis Shal Shachar is Keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tfilis Shal Minches Keneged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. There's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, even if you hold Ovos Tiknum, but they also said it should be gleich to the Korbonus. As Mechinu Atmidim. That's a Gemara, that Chavov Amid Beis. So Rabbi Yonis and Zechayna Levroche wants to say as follows. That Be'emesin, there is no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim, Me'iker Hadin, when they were makriv the tomid. They were makriv the tomid, you could be makriv till chatzos. The tomid shel bein arbayim, you could be makriv ad halayla. When, lemaise, when were they makriv the tomid? They were makriv the tomid. The latest they were makriv was dalet shoyis. And the latest they were makriv the tomid shel bein arbayim was, the latest makriv the tomid shel bein arbayim was plaga minche. That was lemaisa when they were makir. So the machloikis is now between Rabbi Yehud and the Chachomim. If you say tfilis keneged tmidim tiknum, so then it's mistavel to say that they gave the zman tfile, the zman that bepoil they were makir the tmidim. So if they were makrib the tomid shel shachar, the latest they were makrib the tomid shel shachar was dalet shoyis. So the zman tefillah was only till that zman. Later than that zman, they didn't make a zman tefillah. And that is the svore of Rabbi Yehuda. The svore of the chachamim hold that tefillah is always tikno. Meika tefillah did not originate from the korbonis. The tefillah originated from the ovis, and they were masmechit on the korbonis. So according to this mahalach, it has the complete zman that the korbonis had. So the tomid shel shachar meikar adin one can be makriv till chatzos. So therefore tefillah shel shachar also is till chatzos. The tomid shel bein arbayim meikar adin is ad ha'erev. So tefillah shel mincha is also ad ha'erev. So that's how Rabbi Yonison explains that the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is not a machloikis in Hilchis Kochim, when the Tomid was, when you could be makriv the Tomid. Everyone holds you could be makriv the Tomid. You could be makriv the Tomid. You could be makriv the Tomid till Chatzos. No, the machloikis is, does the Tfilis have the halacha of the Iker Azman, or does the Tfilis have the halachas of the Zman Bepoil when they were makrib the Tmidim? That's how Rabbi Yonison wants to say, and the Shleimer Mishnasay also says this. Now, let us come back to our Gemara. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovis say? Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovis said, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bovis said that the Tomid Shel Shachar one can only be makrib till Arba Shoyis. That's close. So Mamel, according to Rashi, the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is a machloikis in Hilchis Tmidim Umusofim. To when could you be makrib the Tomid? And so Mamel is very good. Omar Rav Kahane, halachik Rabbi Yehuda, hoyul usnam bebchilte kevose. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Hoyul usnam bebchilte kevose. Because Tarai in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says klo like Rabbi Yehuda. He could only be makrib the Tomid till Arba Shoyis. But if you learn, Bal Tomid Shel Shachev Shekorav Barba Shoyis, if you learn the way the Rambam learned, the Rambam says that they were once in the Taisav Yudah Chosid, they were Makriv the Tomid, the latest they were Makriv the Tomid is Arba Shoyis. He's telling an historical fact. So we have to understand, so Halachi ke Rab Yehud oil is nam bebchirte ke vosa. Because we learned in the Mishnah in Idyas like Rab Yehud. The Mishnah in Idyas is telling us a fact. He's telling us statistically the latest they were makrib the Tomid was the fourth hour. Aber vosatos, the machloikis Rab Yehud in the Chachomim is a different machloikis. Is this man tfilit toli in bepoil when they were makrib the Tomid? Or is this man tfilit toli in the, when you could be makrib the Tomid? So where do we see that this Mishnah paskins like Rab Yehud, Alochik Rab Yehud? Unless we'll say that if there's no nafkamin in this historical fact, so why did Rab Yehud ben Bov have to say this Eidus? He says a historical fact. He's saying halachas over here. He said, the latest they were makib the Talmud was once they were makib the Talmud dalet choice. L'may nafkamine. So what? So they did it. So l'may nafkamine. So could be if there wouldn't be a nafkamine l'halachas, so why do you have to say it in Idyas? But there is an afkamina lalocha, because he held that tefillahs are dependent in the latest zman they ever were, if it was good enough, bepoil to do in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's good enough to daven also that zman. So therefore, so could be that pshat, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is telling us a fact in order that we should derive from this fact, this zman tefillah of shachis. So lochik Rabbi Yehuda yosnam bebchil tekebosei. Could be that is pshat, not according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, the Rambam. Halachik Rabbi Yehuda de Masnisin, Rashi is going to say l'shitose, de ein tomid shel shacha korev la'acher arba shoyis, you're not makrib the tomid shel shacha after arba shoyis, hu adin letfila, bebchirte, Idyas kari bechilte shahaloche ka'ois on Idyas. We paskin like all the halachis that says in Masechtas Idyas. Let us see Taisa. Toshma v'shal musafim kol hayoyim. That the musaf is kol hayoyim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shev shoyis. V'sanya hoyu lefonov. So we bring a raya from this halacha that ad means ad va'ad bechlal. The loy garsinon, a very interesting Taisus wants to erase what we have in the Gemara. Eimah seifa shal musafim kol hayoyim. Let us look in the Mishnah for 1 minute. In the Mishnah it says, v'shal musafim kol hayoyim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad zayin choice. But this Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad zayin choice is in parentheses. Why is it in parentheses? Because Taisus says there's no such Mishnah. So Taisva says, "Legasin and Eimah Seifa v'Shal Musafin." The Rabbi Yehuda says at Zayin Shoyis, "She'enoi b'Mishneh," because it does not mention in the Mishnah Shediv Rabbi Yehuda Shomer at Sheva Shoyis Eina b'Mishneh. There's no such Mishnah. V'Yesh Svarim She'Giyu Oisei b'Mishneh. Others put it in our Mishnah. Mi b'Chol Asvarim Ayishayinu Meina. It is not in the Mishnah. The Mishnah did not bring down Rabbi Yehuda Shite. By Musaf, that is still Sheva Shoyis. Vim Toima, the Rebbe, Lama Loi Hiske Roisai B'Mishneh. Why didn't Rebbe bring down Rabbi Yehuda Shit? He brought down Rabbi Yehuda by Shachis. He brought down Rabbi Yehuda by Minch. Why didn't he bring him down by Musaf? Yeshloime Mishim Dulei Svir Loi Kebosei Bo, the Omar at Sheva Shoyis. Since Rabbeinu HaKodesh does not hold that this man Musaf is Sheva Shoyis, so therefore he didn't bring him down. Aber behod de koma ad arba shoyis svirle kevosei. Here we talk a paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum des nan bebchirte kevosei. Obehi de plaga minche. That what by minche Rabbi Yehuda says that minche is still plaga minche. He also brought it down in the Mishnah name. Mishum damrina lekamon. The Gemara says later. The ovid kemar ovid. The ovid kemar ovid. The Gemara says, one can do like Rabbi Yehuda, one can do like the Chachamim. The Hachi Perusha. Pshat, that what the Gemara says later, one can do like Rabbi Yehuda, the Hachi Perusha. The Ovid ki Rabbi Yehuda, if a person wants to do like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar mi plag minche leil Yehu, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that mi plag minche, after plag minche, it is night, obat, umishum hochi minchaloi, and therefore he does not daven minche. So now Tosfos wants to explain what does that mean, the ovid k'Rabbi Yehuda ovid. One can do like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda was machmir. What does it mean, one can do like Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos says, one can do like Rabbi Yehuda, that after plaga minche, one cannot daven minche. So, yashikoyach, that's called, he's doing like Rabbi Yehuda. What does Tosfos mean over here? So the Maharsha says, pshat in Tosfos, that after plaga minche, one cannot daven minche. So in other words, one can daven mayre. That's the how the Maharsha says pshat in Tosfos. The ovid k'Rabbi Yehuda ovid, that after plaga minche, one can daven mayre. The Tzlach says, Tosfos is very unclear. Tosfos just says one can daven minche. Tosfos doesn't speak about mayre. So what does Tosfos mean to say a chiddush, one can do like Rabbi Yehuda? What is he doing? He's not davening mincha, so that's no kunt. What does he can do like Rabbi Yehuda? So the Tzlach says the nafkamina will be as follows. We learned in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar that if a person was a shoygeh and did not daven by the first man tfila, so he can be mashlim by the second tfila. He didn't daven shachris, he can daven tushim and esres by mincha. But that is dafke if he was a shaygeh, a tor. What if he was amazed? He didn't daven bikavone shachris, then it's fafaun. It's lo yucholiskoin. It's too late. He can't daven tushim and esres by mincha if he was amazed by tfila shachris. So now that Tzlach says, let us think about such a case. Let's say a person, it was a shoygik till plaga mincha. He didn't daven mincha till plaga mincha. He was a shoygik. He was a shoygik at all. He didn't know. It became plaga mincha. And now he knows it's plaga mincha. And now he's amazed. Now he's not going to daven mincha anymore. Now he's not going to daven mincha. And later it will come zman mayre. Is he permitted now to daven a second Shemayna Esra? So according to the Chachomim, he can't daven a second Shemayna Esra. Rabbi Yid, after Plaga Mincha, you had time to daven Mincha. Then they say, I'm Gakshin Yidim on the daven, so Memelu, you're not allowed to daven Mayrev, two Shemayna Esras by Mayrev, because you're amazing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Zman Mincha, I can't daven Mayrev. So that is Pshat, that's what I say Pshat and Tosfos. That Tosfos means the Ovid k'Rabbi Yehuda, Ovid, a person can do like Rabbi Yehuda by assuming that after Plaga Mincha it's not Zman Mincha. What is the doing? The doing is he can assume it's not Zman Mincha, so even though he was amazed, there's still a din of Tashlumim when the Zman Mayrev comes. Aval ein reforesh hakel betfilas haMincha. If David Lamar Ovid, you can daven mincha when Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can daven mincha. But Ovid Rabbi Yehuda is follow mincha koydem plag. The pshita the rabbanu moide b'shiyurei the Rabbi Yehuda. That's no machloikis. Zicher one can zicher daven mincha when Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven mincha because there's no machloikis in that. So that what means the Ovid Kemar Ovid is that if a person wants to feel like Rabbi Yehuda and hold after Plaga Mincha is not Zman Mincha, he can also do like Rabbi Yehuda. Val Tomid Shol Shachar Shekorev Ba'arba Shois. The Tomid Shol Shachar was Nikrav Ba'arba Shois. So now the Gemara asks, Man Tane Lohodesnan. We learned a Mishneh, V'cham HaShemesh V'nomeis. The Mishnah speaks about the mon, that the mon melted ba'arba shois. The cham ha-shemesh means arba shois. We'll see later how the Mishnah knew this, that the mon melted ba'arba shois. Ata oimer ba'arba shois. The mon melted by arba shois. Say, eina elo b'shei shois. Maybe it melted by shei shois. Shu oimer kechoim hayoim. And this week's Sedra, it says, Kechoim Hayoim. So Kechoim Hayoim, it seems there's a difference, Kechoim Hayoim, that the day is hot, that means it's hot everywhere, and Cham HaShemesh means it's only hot where the sun is shining.
where the b'moke matzel, it's not hot. So these are two zmanim. Shu'oim mekechoim hayoim, harei shei shois omu. Omani mekaim v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomeis, ba'arba shois. So since kechoim hayoim means shei shois, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomeis means ba'arba shois. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi is shu'oim mekechoim hayoim, harei shei shois omu. Kloima. Motzinu b'mokim acher sheshina ha-kosul b'l'shoim. Va'omar v'yoyishev pesach ha-oyom, it says by Avraham Avinu, kechoim hayoim. There it says kechoim hayoim, v'loi omar kechoim ha-shemesh, elo hayoim. Mashme kol ha-mekoim ha-ischamim. It's hot all over. Bein chamo, bein tzel, it's hot all over. Even whether it's shady, it's hot. Humedabel b'shoshishis. This is by the sixth hour of the day. Homani mekayim v'cham ha-shemesh. The mashma ha-shemesh cham, only where the sun is directly shining, it's hot. V'ha-tzel tzoynon, but in the place where they shade, it's still cool. V'ar b'shois. Dilu koydem ar b'shois. Af ha-shemesh tzoynon. So then b'mokem ha-shemesh, it's also tzoynon. Al koponim, we figured out that the mon melted the fourth hour. So the Gemara says, "Money loy Rab Yehuda v'loy Rabban." So who does this Mishnah go like? Not according to Rab Yehuda, not according to Rabban. I Rab Yehuda ad arba shoyis nami tzafru. According to Rab Yehuda says, now by the Talmud it says they were makriv the Talmud esakeves echo tase vaboyke. So Rab Yehuda holds ad arba shois. So al koponim, the fourth hour is called boiker. The Chachomim hold that the Talmud was nikrav ad chatzois. The Baal, I'm saying in the Gemara, the way Mr. Marashi learned that it's a machloikis till when they were makriv the Talmud. Rab Yehuda holds they were makriv the Talmud till arba shois. So because he says the Talmud was still arba shois. It's a keves echo tasev aboiker. So boiker is al koponim till arba shoyz. The chachamim say they were makriv the talmid till chatzoyz. So boiker is till chatzoyz. Now it says in the pasuk v'yilku to oisay ba boiker. The mon was they gathered the mon ba boiker. So we have here a tremendous problem. So either according to the chachamim they were malakit the mon ba boiker. So till chatzoyz they had time to be malakit the mon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they were malakit the mon baboike, so al koponim till arba shois they were malakit the mon. And here the pasuk says that the mon melted the fourth hour. So this mishnah does not agree, not like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Rabbonim. I Rabbi Yehuda ad arba shois nami tzafru, so couldn't melt the fourth hour. It says v'yidka toaisa baboike. I Rabbonon ad chatzois nami tzafru. Till chatzois it's boiker. So Zicha didn't melt the fourth hour. So the Gemara says as follows. Iboi yiseime Rab Yehuda. Iboi yiseime Rabbonon. No, this Mishnah can go according to Rab Yehuda, can go according to Rabbonon. Iboi yiseime Rabbonon. The Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonon. Omakro v'yukutuwa yisei ba boiker. So it says a keifel haloshin. So what's the union of the kefil? Aloshin chelkeyu lishnei bekorim. Divide the boiker in half. So memele, so they were only one malakidit, the first boiker, the first half of the boiker. So the malakidit till 3 hours. And then v'chama shemesh v'nomos, the fourth hour it melted. Iboi yiseime Rabbi Yehuda, if you want, I'll tell you it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hay boike yeseire, ba boike, lahagdim lo isho achas. That means, if we say v'yukato wa yisoi ba boike, so then it would mean they gathered the mon till the fourth hour. Since it says ba boike, so we go an hour before, so here, the lakita was till the third hour. And there's v'nomos by the fourth hour. The kula alma mio, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomos, ba'arba shois. But this is speaking about the mon melted the fourth hour. My mashmeh, where do you see here this is the fourth hour? How did the Mishnah know this? אמר רב אחי בר יעקב, אמר קרא וחם השמש ונובס. איזה אישו שהשמש חם וצל צוין, רשי ברוטה דדרושה ביפור, where do we find this man that only במוקה מהשמש it is hot, but in other places it's still cool, אבי אמר בארבע שוט. Let us see רשי. Money had the mashmid the arba la boike. It would seem from this Mishnah that the fourth hour is not boike. Doksi va yulke to wa isoi ba boike, v'cham ha-shemesh v'nomos ha-noiso. That which was left over got melted the fourth hour. U'minimuki v'nomos barbo shois, m'chlal de lav zman l'kitu, v'lav boike mikri. So we see that the fourth hour is not considered boike. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Shois Nami Tzafru, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the boiker is till the fourth hour, the Amrit Advad Bechlau, the Gabi Tomik Siv Tase Baboiker. So the Gemara says, it can go according to the Chachomim, and says that Kefa Loshen L'Shnei Bekorim. Shlohe Yoloiktim Elo B'Sholei Shois Rishoinai Shul Boiker Rishoin. Or it could be it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it says Baboiker, Baboiker. When we learned this Gemara, the first time I learned this Gemara, and I can tell you the truth, it was till 2 minutes before the Shia, it was Oilam Choshech Badi. From this Gemara you see that the Machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomin is a Machloikis in Hilchis Kotchen. The Machloikis is, how do you translate Boiker? That's enough in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Boiker, Rabbi Yehuda says, Boiker is till the fourth hour. From the Melech, so the month should be till the fourth hour. And then the Chomim old Boiker is till Chatzos. So you see, Klo, it's a machloikis when they were makrib the Tomit. So it's Klo not the way that we said yesterday. We wanted to say everyone holds that the Tomit they were makrib till Chatzos. The Zman HaKrova was till Chatzos. Number four, they were makrib dalet shois. And the machloikis is, are you medamet tefillah to the Iker's man, to the, when they were poil, they were makrib the Tomit. Here you have enough in the Gemara and it does it. Then I saw Rabbi Yonason says the same thing. So I said, no, two people in the same boat. I still didn't know what he did with this Gemara. Then I found the Shleima Mishnah, so Mamish 2 minutes before this year, the Shleima Mishnah also says the same thing, and he speaks about this Gemara already. So he says, the Gemara only means to say one thing. The Gemara means to say, between you and me, there's no machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the Talmud. Everyone holds a mak of the Talmud. Boika means Chatzos. The Gemara says, Afila you'll tell me nitazoi, Afila you'll tell me that there's a machloikis in the Talmud, but still the Mishnah doesn't stim according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means if Rabbi Yehuda holds exactly like the Chachamim, he's zicher in hot water. So Boika is till Chatzos. How could it be melt by the fourth hour? And Afila, you'll tell me that there's a machloikis taka. The Gemara is only saying it. He brings from the Mishnah the Shakim like that. The Gemara is only saying, Imtim Tzalaimadik. Afila, you'll tell me there is a machloikis. It still won't help the situation. Because from best noifen, we can say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that they were makrib the Tomit till Arba Shois. It was melted by Arba Shois. So the Gemara is only going according to this assumption. If you'll say that's the machloikis, I have an answer. But Lefia Emes, the Shleima Mishnah, he says, that's not the Machloikis. Everyone holds that the Tomid, they were Makib Tul Chatzos. And the Machloikis is, are you Medame, the Tfilois, to the Zman, the Etzim Zman of Akrodes HaTomid? Or are you Medame, the Tfilois, to the Zman, they were Makib Vepoil? So Kaponim, so this Gemara is taken care of. Tfilos HaMinche Ad HaEret. Omalei Rav Chizdel Rav Yitzrok. Hosom Omar Rav Kahane Halochek Rav Yehude Hoyul Usnan Bibchilte Kivosei. There Rav Kahane said, we paskin like Rav Yehude Hoyul Usnan Bibchilte Kivosei. Hochemai. What is the din by Minche? Hochemai. Ishtik, v'loi omalei v'loi midi. So, the way we were learning, so it's very good what the Tzushtal is. He says, the yisoid amachloikis of Tomid shel shachar is where they misakin the tefillah, that the tefillah should be like the, how they were makriv b'poil, or how, or they misakin this man tfile to this man be'etzem of akrovas atomid. So Memela, so he says, since we see by Shachris, that this man of Tvila Shachris is mechuvin kineged this man they were makriv bepoil, not the ikir zman akrove, so lochayre, what's the din over here? That means lochayre, we should use the same cheshbin over here. Ishtik, v'loy amalei v'loy midi. He didn't answer him. Maybe there's a cheshbin, maybe the tomit shol bein abayim, even though the hakrove was b'teisha machze, but Rabbi Yonis says they were makriv later, other chalokim, the haktore of the Ivorim was after teisha machze, so it could be this more zman for the Tomit Shobein Abayim. He doesn't know if he has the same halokhe like the Tvilas Shachet. Omer Rav Chizda Nechzeyana. Let's see. Midarav Matzli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mubo'iyon. Rav Davind Shemayne Esrei a Mayrev of Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Mubo'iyon. He davened Mubo'iyon. It wasn't Laila. And he davened already Shemayne Esrei. So how could he daven Mayriv Mevoidyon? Shema mino halochi ki Rabbi Yehuda. So we see the haloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? If Rabbi Yehuda says that the zman mincha is still plaga mincha, so the Gemara held as soon as the zman mincha ends, the zman Mayriv starts. There's a meiradike goin. The goin says, Chan the Mishnah, Tvilas ha'erev ein lo kva. There's no zman for Mayriv. This man is after Mincha ends. So matters when Mincha ends. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Mincha ends plaga Mincha. Then this is man Meirev. According to the Chachomim, Mincha ends Be'erev. Then Zman Meirev starts. This man is after Zman Mincha starts Zman Meirev. So if Rabbi could daven Meirev mi bo'oid yoin, so how could you daven Meirev mi bo'oid yoin? No, mid-rav-matzli shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos me'boid yoyim. Shema mino halochi k'rab Yehuda. So we see, ma'ase rav, that we pasken like k'rab Yehuda, you can daven ma'irev after plaga mincha. So therefore, so we see we pasken like k'rab Yehuda. So the Gemara says, ad-rab, mid-rav, hune ve-rabonu le'havi matzli adulte. That's what rav did. His talmidim didn't do like that. They didn't daven ma'irev, they waited till nacht. Shema mino ein halochi k'rab Yehuda. We don't pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. Hashte, so the Gemara says, v'loi itme hilchese, loy kemar, v'loi kemar. So we don't have a klor hachro, the ovid kemar ovad, or the ovid kemar ovad. So if one wants, one can firzich like Rabbi Yehuda, if one wants, one can firzich according to the Chachomim. Now, in this psak, there's no hachro. So in this psak, that means if one wants, one can daven mayrev after plaga mincha. And if one wants, one can daven mincha after plaga mincha. He says, in this man of plaga mincha, you can do what you want. So the rishayim bring down a goyin. The goyin says it's not a hefkevelt. You have to join up a party and stick to it. That means either all your life you won't daven mincha after plaga mincha, then you can daven mayrev after plaga mincha. But if you daven mincha after plaga mincha, then you have to wait for nacht in order to daven mayrev. That's how the goyim says. The Meiri brings down, that's too big a chumre, he says. The Meiri says, that's sicher in the same day, to daven mincha after plaga mincha, and to daven mayrev before nacht, that's sicher a tarti desasri. But in two different days, he says, just like the Gemara says by Shnei Shvilin, that Zebo b'fnei atzmo v'teire, Zebo b'fnei atzmo v'teire, it's this day I'm pasquin like the Yehuda. This day I'm pasquin according to the Chachamim. Lahaloche is as follows. In Shulchan Aruch, it seems, the Shulchan Aruch brings down first the Shitas Hagoyim. B'shas Hadchak, Shas Adchak, a Yochid can do one day like Rabbi Yehuda and one day like the Chachomim. Then it's brought down a Kula from the Derech HaChaim, which the Mishnah Berura doesn't hold of it too much, a Kula from the Derech HaChaim by a Tzibur, if a Tzibur will have to wait between Mincha and Mayrev so they won't daven, they'll be bottled full of bitzibul. The Tashbat says, Eis lasus Hashem eifeiru teresecha. So by a tzibul, they were makel to daven in the same day, mincha, after the plaga mincha, and mairev before nacht. That's a kule, b'shas, adchak, dafke for tzibul, not for a yochid. For a yochid, they zicha didn't do this thing. For tzibul, they were makel. The Zamoyre de Kekashe that the Shagisarye asks, as follows. The Gemara says there was no hachro. We don't know how to paskin. So if you want, you can daven mayrev after plaga mincha. If you want, you can daven mincha after plaga mincha. There's no hachro, so we can do whatever we want. So the Shagisarye says, no, that's good by tefillah. Tefillah is adarabonon. So the Chazal said, you can join whichever party you want. He says, but let's think about the Hakrovas HaTomit. Now the Shagisarye learned, like Rashi, that the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is not only in Tfilois. The Machloikis is when they were Makriv the Tomit. So when were they Be'etzem allowed to be Makriv the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, they only could be makriv till plaga mincha. That's Rashi Shita. According to the Chachomim, they could be makriv ad alayla. Now, if there was no hachro, how to paskin by the Tomid shel Bein Arbayim, so what should the Rambam have said? So the Rambam should have said that this is a sofik deraisa rabbi, so we have to be machmer. We can't be machmer. We can't be makel to be makriv the Tomid ad halayla. Can only be makriv to plaga mincha. Says, well, let's look in the Rambam. The Rambam says you can be makriv till night. So he says, shayim shemayim. So the Rambam paskin meikar adin like the Chachamim. So what's happening over here? The Gemara says the Ovid Kemar Ovid, Ovid Kemar Ovid. If we will say that the Rambam held the way we said it before for Rabbi Yonis and Zechayin Ovoch and the Shleimah Mishnosoi, so then the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is not in the Zman HaKrovas HaTomid. The machloikis is in Zman HaTvila. So in Zman HaTvila, he brings down David Kemar Ovid. In Hilchis Tmidim Umosofim, there he says you could be makiv to Laila. Rav Ikla Lebeik Neve, Vitzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav visited Gneiv and he davened a tefillah of Erev Shabbos be'Erev Shabbos davened Ma'ariv v'Boidyoy. Rav Matzli Rav Yirmiya ba'Abba la'achirei de'Rav. Rav Yirmiya ba'Abba was davening behind Rav. V'sayim Rav. Rav ended Shemayne Esrei v'loi poske l'tzloisei de'Rav Yirmiya. He did not walk in front of Rav Yirmiya. Since Rav Yirmiya was still davening Shemayne Esrei, he did not walk in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. Period. That's the Maisa Shehoya. So the Gemara says, Shma Minot Las. From this Maisa we can learn our three halachas. Shma Minot Mispalol Odom Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. From here we can see a person can daven Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos Yipaskin Leit Rebuti, can daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Ushma Minot Mispalol Talmid Achayre Rabbi. That a Talmud is permitted to daven behind his Rebbe. Ushmami no, osa laver kineged amispalolim. In the third halacha, we learn that one is not allowed to walk in front of someone that's davening Shemayin Esrei, because Rav did not walk in front of Rabbi Yirmiya, because he's in the middle of davening. I remember the first time I heard this halacha, the one is not a to be over with Neyam Ispalu. I remember in Torah Vedas, Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, after Mincha, he got up and he told the Olam to sit down. He says he has a very big kasha. He says, before the Olam started Mincha, there was a small Olam by Mincha. After, by the Hoicha Shemin Esra, there was a big Olam and everyone was by their places. So he says he couldn't figure out how did everyone get into the base medrash when the Olam was davening, also lavo b'fnei ha-mispalo. So everyone should have stood by the door. So how did they get in? So that's, I found out there's a loch, he's not allowed to walk in front of a person that's davening Shemayin Esrei. Al Kaponim, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says one is not allowed to walk in front of someone that's davening Shemayin Esrei. Yeah. So the Gemara says,
Messiah l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, also lava connected them as Paul. You're not allowed to walk in front of the davening Shemay Nesrei. Ainy, the Gemara says, V'Rab Ami, V'Rab Asi Chofi. We saw them walk in front of someone that's davening. Rab Ami, V'Rab Asi, Chutz La'aba Amesud the Chofi. That they walk out of the Dalet Amis. But in his Dalet Amis, one is not allowed to walk. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos shekibul olav Shabbos meba'oid yoyim. He was mekabel Shabbos meba'oid yoyim. Shema minok Rav Yehuda svir alei, da'oba miplage mincha, ozalei zman tfilas mincha, after plage mincha, it goes away the zman of tfilas mincha, v'ayalei zman tfilas alves. V'loi poskei litzloisei, he did not hack off his tfila, kloimer, loi hivsik bein Rav Yirmiye ulekoisel laver lefonov v'leishev b'mkoymoy elo omad al amodai. This is a very interesting Rashi. Let me tell you what Rashi wants to tell us. In Shulchan Aruch it is brought down as follows. If you have a person standing over here and a person standing behind him, and the second person is in the Dalet Amis of the first person, so when the person lemailo en shemayna esrei, he's not allowed to say Oyse Shalom. He's not allowed to go back. Because by going back, he's walking in the Dalet Amis of the Mispalo, and it's also Laver Lifnei HaMispalo. That's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi, when Rashi tells us the story with Rav, Rashi made a ganz andere Meise. Rashi seems to say like this. Rav Yirmiye was not behind Rav. Rav was on his left side. And Rav, when Oishmei Nesra, instead of going to his seat and to pass by Rav Yirmiye and to sit out in his seat, he stood over here because Rav Yirmiye was still davening. Rashi made a whole new story. So the Mogen Avraham says in Siman Kuf Beis, why did Rashi make this whole new story? Because Rashi holds lahalochem that if the whole oivel zayin lifnei mispalel is, the Magi in the Ritva explains this a little better. Could be one of the reasons why one is not allowed to be oivel lifnei mispalel. It's a zilzel in the mokim tefillah. Yeah, the state of Father Rabbeinu Shalman, you're traveling over here, you have to have the Echeretz for the Mokim Atzvila. So, Samuzay, to go in his Dalet Amis now is a zilzul in the Mokim Atzvila. But if my going in his Dalet Amis is a Seder Atzvila, I'm also davening, I'm also a Yid, and this is a Seder Atzvila. I'm going, taking three Psiyas. So, this is not a Stire to his Mokim Atzvila. That's what Rashi held. Therefore Rashi told over the story. The story was different. That Rav was davening on the side of Rav Yirmiye, and he would have preferred to go back to the place where he was sitting, but he didn't do that because he didn't want to walk in front of Rav Yirmiye. La locha we paskin that even though he's in front of him, he should also not go back to three psiyas. Let us see Taisvis, the Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, Teim Adom Rinen Bepeg V'mem Adlikin, U'bevad Shalo Yagdim V'Shalo Ya'acher. A person should not be Madlik Neiris too early or too late. So how could he daven Meirev V'Boid Yoyim after Plaga Mincha? V'Yishloim V'Dahosom V'Shein V'Kabal Olav Shabbos Miyad. There it is speaking about that he lights Neiris and he's not Mekabal Shabbos. So that's called his magdim. Avol hochem ma'iri shemekabel olav Shabbos miyad. That he's takia being madlik neiris early after the plaga mincha, but he's mekabel Shabbos right away. So that is not considered a hakdome. Hilkach loyhavi hakdome. The time mishum desvir alei ke Rab Yehuda. Reinhan ke also Rab Yehuda that after plaga mincha one can have a ma'iri. Reinhanach lekamon shispalulu shal meitzoi Shabbos b'Shabbos. Hainu mishum de sviralu ke Rabbi Yehuda linyan tfilas erev. One can daven mairev Shabbos mi boid yoim after plaga mincha, because l'gabi mairev it's cold night. Shisho revi is koidem alayla. Afal pi kein, osa lasa is meloche b'moitzoi Shabbos miyad lacha plaga mincha. But one is not permitted to do meloche. That means even though he can daven mairev, But he's not permitted to do melachet. That means it's only Laila legabi Meirev, not legabi Oy Shabbos. וכן לעניין תויס ושבס ויום הכיפורים וקיים מלון שהוא מן התוירה, אפילו הוכי לא יצור שיר גודל כל כך. That means, even though תויס ושבס is מן התוירה, one is not מחויב according to רב יהודה to be מקבל תויס ושבס before פלאגה מנחה or right by פלאגה מנחה. That means לגבי תויס ושבס there are other guidelines when Shabbos really comes. The whole Rabbi Yehuda is only negei l'gabi tefillas ma'ariv.